do you want to grow your practice, grow your business? You want to take it from a lifestyle boutique or a really good player now, but all the way to a major enterprise. Well, if you do, this week's episode of CG Advisor Edge is all for you. I'm going to share with you some of the insights we've seen in having the privilege of working with some of the top advisors as they're building $1 billion, $5 billion, and more practices. I'm John Bowen, CEO of CEG Worldwide, and you want to stay tuned if you want to accelerate your success even more.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.
Thinking about growing your business, really scaling it up, you know that rapid growth doesn't just happen. I mean, you have to have a plan for it. You've got to lean into the future. You have to think big. And one of the most powerful ways of doing that is to paint a picture of your ideal business in 3 years. You've got to have a vision. What will your business look like? I mean, I'd like you to think through, take out 3 years from today. One of the best ways is to visualize your day in the life of you and what that would look like. And just from the moment you get up all the way until you go to bed to sleep, what will that day look like? See, as advisors, we're oftentimes so busy doing it, we never make time to really get clear on our vision. And once we do that, it's pretty easy to quantify it and really create the goals. But you've got to ask yourself, what will your business look like? And once we have that, we can get our vision or goal, we can paint a picture for everyone and enroll them in. But a big part of it is, what's the culture of your business? What's it going to look like? You know, there are so many different types of personalities of business. And we're all in business, not for more business, but to have our business to support the quality of life that we want. If you're leading the organization or you're one of the senior players in that organization, there should be a conscious decision of what culture you're going to have, because you're going to be there a lot. You're a big part of this organization. So culture is critical. In addition, we want to take a look about the team and who do you want working with you. And this has become even more important with the way we all work. See, one of the most powerful options is not everybody has to be around the table with you. You can have virtual employees, virtual independent contractors. You can have free agents. You can have strategic partners. What's both the internal team and the external team? Who do you want working with you that's going to really help you? I mean, one of the things I love about working with fellow entrepreneurs is they're not, you know, looking at, you know, what do I do today? They're looking at how they can create the pie even bigger so that in their enlightened self-interest, they can be more successful. And there's nothing better than creating that team of people that are working with you both around the table and outside of your company who are thinking, like, how can we create a bigger pie together? So critical element. But if you're going to scale up, one of the most important things in addition is clients. Who are the ideal clients that you want to serve? I got to tell you that this is oftentimes the biggest area, because what we want to do is we want to work with people that we really enjoy working with, but who we can serve and who have a need for us and who can pay us so that we can do it profitably. We want to deliver tremendous value for them, and by doing well by them, we do well as well. And this is so much, you know, this is how capital markets work. But we can put ourselves in the line of money, in the line of assets under management, and we have to make a decision who we're going to work with and where that is. Now, some of the most successful advisors I got to tell you that are building large organizations are focused on business owners. Why? Well, if you focus on the affluent with a million or more financial assets, one out of three are business owners. And if you're working at the higher end of the market, 5 million or more, it's three out of four. And if you go all the way up to 25 million of financial assets per household or greater, then what we're looking at, it's 9 out of 10 are business owners. So think through who you want as clients. Then equally important is who are the movers and shakers you want to have a relationship with. These are oftentimes the key players in that marketplace. They're going to give you tremendous insights on how you can better serve that community, how you can reach them, how you can attract the right clients, that steady stream of pre-qualified, pre-endorsed clients that you want to work with. And the best of them, you're going to look at forming strategic partners. These are people that you can work with jointly. A couple of my favorite strategic partners are accountants and attorneys. What we find when we survey our top advisors, you know, the top advisors around the country, 61% got their top five clients through another professional, accountant or an attorney, a tax CPA or a estate planning attorney, private client lawyer. If we survey when we survey the affluent, million or more, what we see on average, 54.9% told us that they found their primary financial advisor through an accountant or attorney. The power of strategic partnering is just amazing. Who do you want to work with? You know, visualize out. If you're going to scale out, this is another key component that can accelerate your success tremendously. And then the media. The media, who do you want to leverage? Position. I mean, I was just, prior to doing this video, I was just having a conversation with somebody who writes for one of the top publications. And her ability to help me get our message out is just, you know, amazing. Well, my ability to help her in what she does is also significant as well. And this is where you can build great relationships. And the media needs your help in your community. You want to become the go-to advisor, but you got to find the right media partners. You can waste a lot of time on media. You want to be the resource to the right players. Now, in addition to media, one of the most important things, if you're going to scale up your business, is how are you known? What is your reputation? How are you known in your community, that niche community? And this is something that we have much more influence than we think of. We can position ourselves as an authority in this community, as an expert. We surround ourselves with all these professionals. You know, the professional network we're going to have to deliver this world-class wealth management experience to these right affluent clients. By thinking ahead of each of these areas, we can rise above, not only be distinctive in our community or differentiate ourselves, but be distinctive in our community because only we have that story. And the last part is you got to put it all together. This is the systems. And what systems you're going to have in place. And think of, you've got to nail the client experience. What's the CRM? How are you going to make sure that every one of your clients gets a world-class wealth management experience? Second, what are those systems that attract a steady stream of pre-qualified, pre-endorsed clients? The third, the operational platform to make sure you have the systems in place. Fourth, the financial side. I mean, you're creating tremendous value for clients when you're doing this well. Well, you've got to have the right financial reporting, not only to be able to increase the value, but also to really make the right decisions about this. And then creating the systems for compensation for your team, for the onboarding, all that. And lastly, you've got to have the systems to ensure that each of the stakeholders is going to have a great quality of life. There's a lot of opportunity in scaling up our business to accelerate the success, but we've got to think through each of these areas. Now, we can go it alone, or we have resources like CEG. We stand ready to help you. And one of the ways we do is we have a best year ever consultation that's complimentary for those of you who want to scale up and have a good foundation now, a minimum of $200,000 of net income. And if you do, we'll take a look at where you are now, where you want to go, what are the gaps, and what would we do? What are the three simplest things we would do if we were in your shoes to really scale that up? And we'll do it in a two-part process, all written recommendations, everything. We've never had an advisor say this wasn't extremely worthwhile. In addition, we'll take a look at whether we should roll up our sleeves and work alongside you as a coach so that you could accomplish what you would accomplish over 5 years, do it in 2 to 3 years. We only want to work with people that we can make a huge difference. But if you want to really scale up, our best year ever consultation, which is complimentary for those of you with $200,000 or more of net income, you'll want to hit the link below, fill out the form, schedule the time right now to do it, to get started, because this is going to be invaluable and it's going to help you really accelerate your success. Your current clients and all those future clients, all your teammates, those strategic partners, they're counting on you. Don't let them down. We wish you the best of success.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.